What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the longest reigning WWE pay-per-view champion of all time, the Hot Commodity ENC. Excited to go into Elimination Chamber in a couple of weeks to defend against my friend and co-host. Introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Christian. I'm finally in my setup, in my room, my office, not my fucking car or parking lot or any of that bullshit.
We've gotten to see a lot of the Pennsylvania invite, like the what do you say, the landscapes, and the, as you were driving, it was a nice little for environmentalists. They would love our videos. They got to
There's
see.
nothing really special in Pennsylvania, but good to be here to talk about, something the whole world is, kind of upset about, or, the number one trending thing. This, we want Cody, we want Rocky trended over the Super Bowl, fucking the Grammys. So people are this pissed off a lot of people tonight.
And to be honest, like at
And this
first,
wasn't even, yeah, go
no, I was gonna say at first I wanted to record right away because I thought it was important and his reactions. But now that I've had days to sit, I've heard everybody, I've heard all these
I
people.
look sideways to you?
A little, like now that you've mentioned it, a little there.
Right, keep
Okay.
going.
No, you're fine. This is your new gimmick. It's like the NWO. Okay.
This is better.
Yes, I agree. Now you're a little bit more straight edge society. But I've heard everybody's thoughts, and I think now I have a better idea or thought on how I feel about this situation. And we'll cover it once we start. So we're talking about WWE Friday Night SmackDown from February 2nd, 2024, in Birmingham, Alabama. They're opening now with these new sort of backstage segments where they show the wrestlers walking to the arena, or I'm sorry, arriving. It's not like they walked, by
No,
foot.
yeah.
You see Cody Rhodes trying to get fucking like asking to get oh God, what's it called when you go walking and someone picks you up? Oh God. They're
Picked
like
up?
hitchhiking. You see Cody Rhodes hitchhiking.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we see the WWE United States champion Logan Paul. He comes out, he defeated Kevin Owens at the Royal Rumble with some help of Brass Knuckles. Logan says, "I was gonna be nice. Alabama, I don't want to be here. This place sucks. I underestimated Kevin Owens. He looks like a pissed off donut. Kevin Owens did more damage than Floyd Mayweather did, though. He almost knocked me out, but Kevin lost, and I'm still United States champion." That's when Kevin Owens comes out. Kevin says, "I don't know, man. Alabama seems like a great place to me. You forgot that you're an unbearable idiot. At the Royal Rumble, it was a moral victory for me. It felt great to knock the head out of you. I want to restore the prestige of that title by getting it off of you." Logan says, "The brass knuckles was a setup. I was playing chess. You played goldfish. I outsmarted you." And Kevin says, "These people know Kevin Owens will stop at nothing to win. I got caught, and that was my bad. Next time we get in the ring for that title, I don't need brass knuckles to beat your ass." Logan says, "You smell." And then Kevin's like, "I bathe in your prime." And then
That
Logan
was
says,
kind of funny, I'm not gonna lie.
"Yeah, I use time to shower." Logan goes, "You lost. I'm gonna find a real challenger." And that's when we get Kevin Owens versus Austin Theory with Grayson Waller. We'll cover the match, then we'll cover the promo. So Kevin nails a senton and a cannonball in the corner to get a two count. Theory tosses Owens shoulder first into the post and nails a blockbuster to get a two. Grayson Waller shocks the referee, allowing Logan Paul to give Austin Theory brass knucks. Owens kicks the knucks out of Theory's hands, punches Austin Theory with the brass knuckles, and then hides them in his pants. And Kevin Owens gets the victory after Owens chases Logan Paul through the crowd. So let's go back first. What did you think about the promo between Paul and Owens? And do you think we should see a rematch between the two?
No, I think if we are gonna see,
a rematch. Sorry, guys, I'm switching up some things in my
shit.
But I think if we are going to see a rematch, do it at Elimination Chamber. Because WrestleMania, I personally would like to see an LA Knight feud between
Logan Paul and what's his face? LA Knight. So I would say do it like that, you know, have Logan do an Elimination Chamber, because over the past couple of years, in my sole opinion only, the Elimination Chamber doesn't mean shit. This year, you know, it might feel something. You know, they're in Australia. Rhea's going to probably main event it. But this isn't a pay-per-view where, I mean, it's right before WrestleMania. I mean, it's super predictable. So, yeah.
You know, Ann and I were talking about this the other night, and it's funny because I'm going to do this now in the video game. Whenever a wrestler, like, has their return match, like, let's say we were talking about this during Vengeance Day with Dragon Lee. Like, Dragon Lee lost to Obafemi, his title. Normally, when they drop the title, once they get their rematch, they lose. I wish they would do something different where, like, maybe Kevin Owens would get the win. Not that I want him to win, but you just said it, predictable, you know? They're going to be in Australia. They don't go there often, like, for a pay-per-view event.
The last time I did it was, what, that stupid Super Showdown?
Super Showdown, yeah. I want to see Kevin Owens beat Logan Paul, but, like, if Kevin Owens isn't going to be the Intercontinental Champion, and I'm talking with my Italian hands, then don't make them continue to lose for the title. Like, I feel like they overplay this a lot. Just if they lose a shot at the title, I get it. It was a shitty way he used the brass knuckles. But at the same token, there's been too many consistencies where the wrestler will lose the rematch again. And I just feel like I don't want to see Kevin Owens get wasted in Australia. It'll be a good match if they have a rematch, but we already know what's going to happen because I don't think Logan Paul is going to drop the title before WrestleMania. He's such a big name in terms of...
Hell no, he's not.
So, but let's move on. We see that Naomi has signed a contract with SmackDown. I'm so excited to see...
Her husband's on SmackDown.
Yep.
They have to keep the couples together.
They did, well, and we'll talk about this, they did switch up some couples. In a moment, we'll talk about her. Naomi is celebrating with Mia, Shotzi, and Bianca. Tiffany Stratton shows up and says that she has a contract. Bianca Belair, she's not afraid of fighting the baddest. And then Tiffany proceeds to slap Meechan in the face. So Tiffany Stratton is with Ludwig Kaiser. Kaiser is on Raw. Tiffany is on Stratton, is on SmackDown. Tiffany's on Stratton. Tiffany's on SmackDown. But I'm excited to see the women's division, like, build up. It's like, okay, this is getting good. Tiffany is great. Naomi is great. I'm ready. SmackDown's been pretty good. Okay, next we see a moment where Santos Escobar is at dinner with the new Legado Fantasma. He tells them they have, you know, to carry on the legacy of Lucha Libre and eradicate Rey Mysterio's LWO. This whole time I was watching this match, I couldn't help but think of you and Zelina Vega. I literally go to I said to Aunt Christian, when Zelina Vega, like, took down Electra Lopez, I said, yo, she's thinking of doing that to Christian right now. While she was doing that, she's like, this is the motherfucker who's talking shit. And she's like taking him down.
I didn't say any. All I said was she doesn't know how to speak Spanish.
Boricua.
She doesn't.
Listen.
The day I hear her finally cut a Spanish promo, I'm going to go on Twitter and post an apology and tag her.
Wasn't she in TNA as Rosita?
As a fucking Mexican. Did she speak Spanish in TNA?
I don't know. That's why I'm...
Why we... you know what? Let's find out, guys.
Rosita. I know she was with Sarita, and all I know is that they were NWA, I'm sorry, Teenage Women's Tag Team Champions.
Let's find this out.
Go ahead, man. Selena Vega is the bomb. I will say, like, for those of you who don't know, Christian got into a little disagreement with Selena Vega on Twitter. It really wasn't a big deal.
No, not even on Twitter, through DMs.
Through DMs, yes. But I just feel like I don't understand, like, why these wrestlers are getting so offended. Like, they get booed, you know, sometimes with their characters and they turn heels. Like, I don't go on social media. Like, people are going to troll you. People are going to try to fuck with you. It's like a crank call, you know? Like, don't answer it if you don't know who it is, you know? I feel.
Let's see. Do you hear this or no?
Oh, you're smiling.
In Puerto Rico, and I know you're wanted to be
part of the
Puerto Rico wrestling show, WWE show. How do you feel about that?
Me siento muy emocionada. Anywhere in the world, I didn't think that Puerto Rico is going to be an option.
Well, and she spoke Spanish.
Okay, but why? Hold up. I have like tunnel vision right
now. She pause. To be fair, he asked her a question in English.
Okay. Now let me skip like 2 seconds, like 20 seconds. Let's see.
I'm extremely disappointed.
She can't have a full conversation, man. This is what I'm talking about. That's the only thing I said. You can say a few words. See, that was me. You know what? I'm 21. Okay, both my parents are from Puerto Rico. I didn't learn decent Spanish until fucking 2 years ago, maybe late last year. So I'm not saying anything wrong about it. You know, my uncle didn't learn Spanish, so he was a grown ass man either. There's nothing wrong about that. My point was, if you're going to call yourself the queen of something, queen of this, you gotta do a bro. There's my family members in Puerto Rico that are like Zelina Vega, like. They can't relate to her because she doesn't speak Spanish, like, hasn't done anything in Spanish. One more. Here's another one. There's the only one I found, only two I found.
I feel like it's not just, first of all.
And there's the announcer asking her questions in English, and here's her speaking in Spanish, in English. She's the only Puerto Rican female on Raw SmackDown, but yeah, she can't do a full press interview in Puerto Rico in English. I respect those few, what? One sentence in Spanish? That was my point.
She posted a TikTok. I don't know how long ago this is. She goes, when they ask me to speak in Spanish, and if you can see it, she's like, she's not really speaking. She's like pretending. Watch. So you kind of hit a trigger there for her, man. I mean,
we just played it on the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. But we did hear the two sentences. Yes.
Well,
I take back what I said. Maybe she does know Spanish, but I still stand by. She doesn't. I don't think she can pull off a whole Hispanic press interview representing the WWE, like Damian Priest does, like Santos Escobar does, like Raquel Rodriguez does, like Carlito does.
This is a little fun little thing. I don't know how real this is. This is TV Tropes, and then we're going to move on. It says TVTropes.com. It's about Zelina Vega. It says, and this is in all fairness, despite being associated during most of her career with acts that use the Spanish language, she's actually not well-versed in that language. By the time she was in WWE, she knew some basic phrases per interviews. So
and that's all I said. And there was I wasn't making fun of her because of it. I wasn't saying anything fucking...
You hit a fucking nerve, brother.
I didn't say anything disrespectful to her. I didn't say nothing. All I said was, I know you used Google Translate in your tweet that you made. I didn't say anything disrespectful. I didn't say anything. You know, there's people on this app on Twitter that say worse things. All I said was that your Spanish isn't.
You were mad disrespectful, is what she said.
I'm still a fan.
We'll talk about this too, because I don't know if it's going to be important down the line. Bianca Belair is talking to Nick Aldis and she wants to fight Io, and then Logan Paul interrupts her. And I'm just thinking to myself, with the Bianca and Montez Ford, their new show being out.
I just watched it all last night, all 8 episodes. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch all of it. I just watched the first one. But I'm assuming Montez is going to be battling with the fact that he really wants to do a singles career and he really wants to get a title.
Dude, watching the show made me feel bad. Like, I hate to go off topic, but made me feel bad for Montez a little bit because, like, he's right. Okay, you have two, like, I mean, his wife, she's in the main event of, I mean, she's in a huge part of WrestleMania every year. He barely gets in the card. She's in the press conference. Like, she's a star. Like, I don't like Bianca Belair, but damn it, she's a fucking star. Like, she's a star. Like, and Montez just isn't at the level, at that level. He's a great pro wrestler. His work is good, but dude, that show kind of made me realize, it's hard for him. Like, I kind of feel bad for him. And like, it's not like a Becky and Seth situation where they're both fucking megastars. Mm-hmm. Like, they both are stars. Like, they're both top priorities in the company. They're not competing against each other. Like, that's why, like, I kind of like these couples, man. It's like, I don't know why they would want to compete with their spouses. One, they're not even in the same division. Mm-hmm. They're in two different gender divisions. Like, I don't know. I'm not a wrestler, so I don't know how that works. But
I think that they, with it being the TV show, they wanted fans to feel the way you feel. And I think that it looks, in my eyes, with them sort of having Logan Paul interrupt Bianca, we might get a U.S. title match between Ford and Logan.
That'd be cool.
And I think that would be cool. So let's talk about this match. It's the winners of this 4-way tag match are going to take on the winners of the Raw Fatal 4-way tag match next week on SmackDown. The winners go on for the tag titles at Elimination Chamber. So we got Pretty Deadly versus Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. LWO with Zelina Vega and Angel Humberto with Electra Lopez. And let's go over some of the moments. Basically, the heel teams attack the face teams. Tyler Bate applies an airplane spin to Elton Prince. Zelina drops Electra Vega off the apron. I'm sorry, Electra Lopez off the apron. Electra Vega, my God. And then Zelina nails a Meteora off the apron to Lopez. And then Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne land a double powerbomb to Elton Prince. And Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne get the win here. I'm glad they won. I like seeing them. Do you think they'll be the ones to win the match? I mean, were they the right picks for this one? They're going to be in Australia, you know?
I mean, I guess, but this match sucked. I'm sorry. That's was awful. I couldn't watch this match without thinking 3 hours ago Zelina just came at me in the DMs, but like, this was okay. I mean, yeah, sure, why not? But this is...
You're hoping that fucking Lopez is going to get a big boot in there for you, but...
this sucked compared to the rest of the show. The rest of the show is worth talking about. Yeah. And I love my Hispanic storylines, but this sucks, like, without Rey Mysterio. Holy hell.
He's going to come back. Let's move on, like you said, to good stuff. So, the WWE Women's Champion Io Sky and
this is some good shit. Yeah,
the Kabuki Warriors are talking backstage, and Bayley is nowhere to be seen. Io says Bayley is done tonight, and they laugh, and they walk off, and the camera slowly zooms Bayley, who's in the corner, looking very upset. That was so good. just the fact that they told us without telling us something's about to hit the fan, you know, and that was good, a good way to get us waiting to see what's going to happen next. So Bailey knows that Io Sky and the Kabuki Warriors have a plan to, you know, they said she's done tonight. What does that mean? We'll see. So Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce are in the ring. Bailey comes out with Damage Control without Dakota Kai, and we'll talk about her in a moment. Bailey says, when I think about WrestleMania, I almost have done it all. I defended the SmackDown Women's Championship, the Raw Women's Championship, and even the Women's Tag Team titles. I even hosted WrestleMania, which I forgot she did. This year is special and different. I didn't get here on my own. I had my girls, something I never had before. They supported me. Damage Control was there for me. Damage Control is family. And every time Bailey turns around, the Kabuki Warriors laugh at her. And Io's like, you know, trying to get them to stop. Bailey says, I think about Magic. The best. I have to be one of, for me to be the best, I have to beat one of the best. And that brings me to Rhea Ripley. Or I can fight a different fight. Bailey says, sometimes it comes down to proving doubters wrong. The people you thought were your friends, you have to prove them wrong. And then Bailey starts speaking in Japanese, and Damage Control looks shocked. Bailey says, are you done laughing? I picked up Japanese after everything you've said about me. I've done and seen it all. All I wanted was for Damage Control to be the best and take Wrestle over WrestleMania together. Io, what happened? You turn your back on me once Kabuki Warriors join. And then the Kabuki Warriors attack Bailey from behind. Io starts to laugh. And then Bailey comes out with a lead pipe. She takes out the Kabuki Warriors. And I think in one of the like better moments of, you see Bailey with a pipe, you see Io with the title, and they're just looking at each other. And Bailey says, Io, I'll see you at WrestleMania. So our first match of WrestleMania 40 is confirmed. Io Sky defending the title against Bailey. Give me your thoughts. This was a really good promo, and I'm going to ask you a question after your thoughts.
So, yeah, I enjoyed this. We knew this was going to happen. It was just a matter of time when. I wonder how Dakota Kai is going to fit in all of this just because we haven't seen her in a while.
Did you see her tweet?
Yeah, it was something like
a broken heart or like why. Yeah.
But this is going to be all right, like pretty good. My only concern about this is how is the fuck is Io Sky going to cut a promo against this girl? Her English isn't the best at all. I mean, they don't really, we know the history, but
they might give her the Shinsuke treatment where they have the subtitle.
I think this is where Dakota Kai is going to come in.
Definitely.
I think she's going to side with the Kabuki Warriors and Io.
I think
Dakota Kai is going to be like the bloodline to Paul Heyman, where she's the talker. Mm-hmm. She does all the talking for them because they didn't say a word in that promo.
Yeah.
Not in the Kabuki Warriors or Io Sky didn't say a word in that promo.
But
all Bailey. So this is, we don't even need Dakota Kai to be, you know, medically clear to compete. We just need her to do the promos and Io Sky here and there do it. But her English is so slow and boring. I'd rather just have Dakota Kai do the talking for her.
I think what's going to happen is, and you can help guess who the other person will be, is I think they're going to make Dakota Kai feel bad for Bailey and make and build Bailey up, and like they always do at Mania, have Kai turn on Bailey, have Io get the win, right, and have Dakota be the mouthpiece for Damage Control, right? And then I get what you're saying, they need, we're building a Mania, she needs to talk. But if they do that, right, and they switch and they have Dakota represent Bailey have her screw her, because right now it looks like that's what Dakota's doing. She put a broken heart. You know, she's acting like she's sad about shit hitting the fan. Who do you think could take Dakota's place in helping Bailey overcome these ladies? The four horsewomen? You think the boss is coming back?
I don't think she signed with AEW. I don't. Look, I know you AEW stand. Look, I'm posting this clip on Twitter. As soon as this episode drops on Twitter, make sure to go subscribe to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast and follow me at Chris Russell TV and Uncensored Brawl. But Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks, my prediction for her, some way, somehow, before WrestleMania, Dakota Kai is going to say, I'm siding with the Kabuki Warriors, whatever, whatever. And then someday, somehow, when Dakota Kai and all of them beat the shit out of Bailey and she's going to turn face, we're going to hear the boss's music play.
Well, what if that happens at Mania, right?
So I said, then if it happens at Mania. It's either going to happen before or at Mania.
I feel like it would be more.
That's intense. How she comes back into the WWE. My prediction right there.
And that could be a perfect, like I said, Dakota can be like, we all think Dakota is going to have Bailey's back. She's her friend. And then she fucks over Bailey. They beat her up after. And then all of a sudden you hear, dun, 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 and then, you know.
That's literally what I think is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I definitely can see that. I haven't been more excited. I mean, this was really, I know I might be dramatic and gassing it up, but I really think this is a very good segment. Let's move on. We have a segment that wasn't so great. We have the final testament with Scarlett and Paul Ellering taking on Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. And basically, this is a match where Scarlett chokes Bobby Lashley. B-Fab comes out and nails a pump kick to Scarlett. And then Lashley spears Karrion Kross. And the final testament has met their match in B-Fab. Boom. I like
this bitch her. Is so boring.
I know, but I was happy to see.
Gee, why the fuck? Look, all three members of Hit Row sucked. All of them, except Swerve, and he's. I'm not even going to count him. Dude, how come AJ Francis is fat ass, and that other fuck, or he's the only one, obviously he's the worst one, but why didn't B-Fab get fucking thrown out as well? First off, we don't see this bitch wrestle on TV. We see her do 2-second vignettes the last couple. Not even vignettes, 2-second promos with Nick Aldis for the last whatever she's fucking been on. She's been doing dungeon training with Natty, and I've seen the clips. She doesn't look horrible, but she's so boring trying to do this whole gimmick where she's this hood girl, it seems like to me, and it sucks. It's boring. She's not badass. I don't know.
I'm just glad to see someone beat up Scarlett for once.
Scarlett's fucking hot as
she is. She is, but ooh. All right, let's move on. We see Bron Breakker backstage with a SmackDown contract. Adam Pearce tells him, you know, come see me on Monday. Don't sign it yet. And Bron agrees to see him on Monday. And then Jade Cargill shows up. Nick Aldis welcomes her and kicks Adam Pearce out. I mean, Jay Cargill could be the one to save Bailey too. You know, I mean, why not?
What?
Well, because who is the champion right now? Io Sky, right? An enemy of my enemy is my friend, you know? So just like they do with the War Games.
But is Jay Cargill friends? Like, what's the history?
No, but I can just see her with her being like, I could see her being like a John Cena female, being the like the one that's gonna help everybody and be like the I'm a good person, be like me, eat your vitamins type deal. And I think that she could be the person to not like really necessarily like be her Bailey's friend, but help her even the odds. You know, if there's a moment where Bailey is getting beat up, I could see Jay Cargill running down and taking out Damage Control, you know. But we see our main event. We got Tiffany Stratton defeating Meechan. I hate that they call her that, but
main event match.
Yeah, main event match. basically, Tiffany gets the win after nailing, what is it, the prettiest moonsault. It was a decent match. Tiffany looked great. Emma, you know, Tiffany Stratton's attractive, you know, so, and she's a good wrestler, you know, so.
Dude, fuck all that. There's a other reason why I watch her.
Her boobs.
It's not for her wrestling.
I said her boobs.
It's that fucking ass. Oh
yeah, she's
God.
Attractive. She definitely is attractive.
Dude, that ass is amazing.
I saw her in person and ooh, she's tall.
She's.
Well,
she's something. All right.
I think we have time to cover the promo, and then we're going to come back with our thoughts on this moment.
Yeah,
everybody's talking about. So the Bloodline come out. Roman Reigns says, I don't like to recap, but there were things said on Monday by my little brother, Seth Rollins. He said he was the number one. He was the champion. And he said that he has the
Roman
title.
Cooked his shit. Yo, I was sitting here dying. I was like, yo. Like, I thought Seth Rollins low-key cooked him. I was like, oh, yo, Roman's. keep going. You'll see why I said that.
He goes, you say that you have the title, but didn't I beat everyone that competes for it? That's the loser title. You can't run around in your wife's clothes and say you're the guy. You're the workhorse who broke your back. I work less than you, yes, and I still make 10 times more than you. You want Seth Rollins' money or you want Tribal Chief money? Cody's an idiot. This is simple math. You can be the number two champion or try to take a crack at the number one champion again. Cody comes out. Why don't we finish this? Because we have less than a minute. I don't want to have it cut off. I'll come back and we'll cover Cody's rebuttal and the craziness of what happened. Stay tuned. We'll be
right
back.
The whole world's talking about it.
And we will too. Stay right here. All right. Welcome back. So we just heard Roman Reigns talking about how he just pretty much killed Seth Rollins and said that his title means nothing and that Cody Rhodes should go after him. So Cody Rhodes comes out. Cody says, I imagine this conversation should be a little bit more private. Perhaps we can have the ring to ourselves. And that's when the Bloodline leaves the ring. Cody says, I took a great deal of counsel this week. You cheated me. I had you beat more than anyone, and I think you know it. Seth Rollins made a lot of amazing points, but he called your title the Hollywood title. But it's still the title they gave my dad and took away from him like that. What is finishing the story? You say all of this is yours. Is finishing the story taking the championship from you or taking everything from you? Let me make it clear. I want that title. I am coming for you, Roman Reigns, but not at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns, one of the individuals I talked to knows you very well. And then with that, The Rock comes out. He shakes Cody's hand and hugs Cody. Cody and whispers something in his ear. Cody leaves. Rock turns and looks at Roman Reigns. And they just face off. And that is how SmackDown ends. So,
Let's talk about how crazy Twitter reacted.
They went hard. They were very upset. They've made
comments. Not even Twitter, just the wrestling community.
Yeah. Fans have been sending death threats about it. I know this is a little spoiler here, but on Raw, fans were posting that WWE was actually handing out "We Want Cody" signs.
It was a fan.
It was a fan that did that. Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
But there's theories that WWE sent the fan, which is bullshit.
Okay. So. There was a lot of hate. A lot of fans are feeling like this is stupid of Cody Rhodes. It doesn't make sense. Why would he give it up to The Rock? Some fans feel like The Rock is going to be too blown up. He's not going to be able to really compete. They think it's going to be predictable if it's for the title. An idea that I heard that was tossed around. Well, really quick, we do know that this Thursday they're having the press conference where they're going to be talking about what's going to happen. A fan had a theory that you could see Roman and The Rock without the title on the line, make it tribal warfare, and have like Rikishi, like everybody get involved and make it a big sports entertainment spectacle type deal. I don't know. So do you, let me ask you this. Do you think it made sense for Cody to give up his shot at Roman at WrestleMania if he wants to beat Roman for the title?
All right. So before I get your take on it, this is my whole thing. I know you fans are pissed. And I know people are going to hate me for saying this, but this is the reality. This is a business. You're going to do what's best for your business. What's best for your business? Having Rock versus Roman. Now, I'm not a Cody Rhodes fan. Everyone knows this, but I see why people are upset with this, you know, what happened here, because you had this man win the Rumble back-to-back years. You know, they teased it throughout 2023, and we're finally here, and now it's The Rock comes in, member TKO board of directors, and essentially takes Cody's role. It's tough, you know, with CM Punk getting hurt, Vince allegations, Brock Lesnar being pulled. I think they had no choice, or, you know, panicked, didn't know what to do, maybe, because why else would you just shove The Rock in there when he necessarily doesn't deserve it, necessarily shouldn't be? But I'm all for it. We can get Roman versus Cody anywhere, anytime this year. Rock and Roman's once in a lifetime. I don't think we can get it after this year. I think it's, if we don't get it this year, it's done.
I agree with you.
I'm sort of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I think if fans need to relax and see how Thursday plays out.
Yeah.
But I don't like the whole triple threat bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Just make it one person versus one person, but I'm not going to care who it is. I want to see Rock versus Roman, but they did they did a good job of building up the whole Cody and Roman thing to me, like the whole face-off on SmackDown, to where I kind of want to see their match again. You know, I literally told myself The Rock and Roman is going to be, Roman versus Cody this year is going to be the most viewed, match where, you know, it's not predictable. Because, like, Roman could fucking, you know, take the title till next year. Cody could fucking win it and take it off him. Is The Rock really going to beat Roman unless he pulls it for himself now that he's on the board? No. So that's my whole thing. I'm in the middle of it. I don't care what we get. I see why fans are pissed. Just, if you're going to do it this year. And get the fucking press conference over with so everyone can just shut up. There's my thing about it, and I want to hear your opinion about it because haven't spoken since it happened.
I think you were right. I think they totally changed things up. They wouldn't have Cody point to Roman if they weren't going to do that at the Royal Rumble. I think with Punk being out, Brock being out, they even removed Brock from the cover of the video game. So, I mean, Brock is, yeah, they replaced him with John Cena. So Brock is done. And I think they want, like you said, they want to have star power. This could be the only time The Rock can do this. He is more of an actor now, so he might need to go back. And, you know, he's also in charge of TKO, whatever it is that he's doing. I will say all these fans are like, oh, it's so predictable. But I mean, everyone that's listening, like, the past 2.5 years have been predictable. I mean, you knew he wasn't going to. Every week we say he's not going to drop the title. Everyone's getting mad now because they're like, oh, he's definitely not going to drop it now. Well, for the past 4 years now, he's been unbeatable. So, I mean, it's not really a shock. I mean, if you're going to say it's unpredictable now, then where have you been the past 4 years? You know, like, once he hit that mark, you're like, okay, he's not going to drop it. Any real wrestling fan knows that. So I do think it's stupid. to have the title on the line because The Rock's not going to win. If they do a tribal combat, it will be better. My question is then, who will Cody Rhodes go after? I mean, we're going to guess it's going to be Seth Rollins, but it might not be with what we saw from Raw. So with that, I think I'm in the middle too. I feel like we have more to see. Thursday, we're going to find out more. Raw, we didn't really get any answer from Cody on Raw. We were expecting more. We'll cover that soon. But I'm excited to see The Rock back. I mean, I'm a big Rock fan. I really think the hate is stupid. You know, he hasn't done anything. Like, they're like, oh, he's just like Hulk Hogan. Like, he hasn't won the title yet. Let's wait and see what happens. And then we can really feel how we feel. But with that, Christian, thank you for joining me. We covered all of SmackDown. The next time we come to you, we'll be dropping NXT Vengeance Day and Monday Night Raw. Make sure you check us out on YouTube, Twitter, well, X now. Make sure you follow Christian, follow us. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored. Peace, y'all.